A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Complex Sneakers Podcast. Of course, I am here with my guy, Stone Island King, to the right, Matt Welty.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
To my left, wearing a nice olive turtleneck. What is that, a half turtleneck?
It's like a mock neck.
Okay, mock.
An Irish knit.
Somewhere in between a mock and a turtleneck, but actually all olive, Brendan Dunn.
Was that made on the isles of your ancestral...
Yeah, in the Aran Islands and off the west coast.
Nice. How we feeling? We're feeling good, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
5 hour flight delay.
Yeah,
on the tarmac for 2 hours, then had to get off.
This is from LA?
Yeah, from LA.
How was your time out there?
It was okay.
Do you get to enjoy yourself when you're on these trips, Joe?
Not this trip. Where? But when there's
so you
like
go
a,
to the Comedy Store, right?
Yeah, when there's a break in between shooting. Like if there's a shoot and then 2 days and then we get some downtime.
But what does the Joe LaPuma LA itinerary look
Uncle
like
Pauly's,
when there's downtime?
Uncle okay. Pauly's Comedy Store for sure.
You hitting the beach?
No beach.
Who's the funniest?
No, I don't really like sand.
That's weird.
I don't.
You don't like sand?
Also, not really into sand. And the other thing is my brother-in-law is like a fisherman.
Okay.
And in Long Island, Robert Moses Beach, he caught like a stingray like 2 years ago. I haven't been in the ocean since, so.
That scares you?
I don't like fish.
Who's the?
I don't like fish. I like pools.
Do you like eating fish?
I mean, shrimp and lobster and stuff like that. I don't like swimming.
A nice plate of salmon?
Salmon. You're Italian.
Not that into salmon.
And you don't do like the
I do the seven fishes, but it's like galamad. It's
go off.
It's shrimp. You
what
know,
else?
Lobster tails.
Keep going. We got three. Premium Pete's going to be very disappointed.
Hold on. He knows.
Bacalao?
No, he knows. We get the seven fishes, but it's not. It's
so we're
I'm
at three
not a
fishes
big,
right now.
Well, it's early, and I haven't really.
You can't name one more fish?
Let me think.
Hold Does stingray on. Count?
No. So anyway, yeah. I don't do beaches in L.A.
You ever make it out to the desert? Joshua Tree?
No, I don't do that. You guys, do I look like a fucking Joshua Tree type of guy?
It's a good time.
The fuck out of here.
Who's the funniest person you've seen at the Comedy Store?
I mean, I love D'Elia and Sebastian, but yeah. Steve Byrne and Rick Ingram, if they're a little lesser known,
yeah.
Hilarious.
We need to get some comedians on the podcast.
Yeah, we do. We need that. We need D'Elia on the podcast.
And on Full Size Run.
Yeah. How you guys doing? I've been sick. Look at me. How are you guys doing? Then I say I've been sick.
Okay.
Yeah, so egotistical.
Selfish.
You saw the video of me last night in the office?
Yeah, I saw that.
I got challenged.
You almost hit your head on the TV.
Yeah,
bro.
I got challenged after Virgil Abloh posted the picture of himself doing the Jumpman logo.
Right.
And he didn't have that much ups in the photo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can jump higher than Virgil Abloh.
And who challenged you?
No, I just said I could. And I'm like... And Chops didn't believe me. I'm like, dude, I can jump on your desk right now. Jocelyn was like, don't do that. You're going to break the desk.
Were you off the... You right
I was
30,000
feet.
I was
30,000 feet in the air. Damien texted me the video.
I was completely sober. And I was going to jump on the free table. And once again, that got poo-pooed because they're like, you're going to break the table.
Not a sturdy table.
See, I have good ups, but I always am afraid to do what you did just in case. If something
hit
happens
your shins.
And you hit your shins, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
For the listeners who don't know, Joe LaPuma has very impressive calf muscles.
Thank you.
Well, see, you jumped, right?
You
completed the challenge. I was extremely nervous, actually, because when I watched the video, I think the thing you jumped on
it's
had
on wheels. Yeah.
And the wheels were not locked. That was my reaction was exactly the reaction of the cleaning lady in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know if it zoom in on her face, but she was nervous.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that said, we're here. We're back. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
It's also early, too.
Yeah, it's early. And
Joe LaPuma has his iced coffee.
Two coffees before 10 a.m. for me. It's a little known fact.
That cannot be.
Brendan Dunn doesn't drink coffee.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, just one of his like little non-quirks.
You can call it a quirk.
Yeah, it's definitely.
You can call it a quirk.
But let's dig into some sneaker stuff. Last week, Dunn and I went to the Nike unveiling, the Olympic unveiling. Very, very impressive. Welty didn't go. Shocker.
Yep. Last week was New York Fashion Week.
New York Fashion Week. Yes.
Yeah. Which I was also.
Yep. And Dunn was a model for what brand was it?
It's called PA.
It was also in line with the CFDA, right?
Oh yeah, it was an official. It was a real deal, you know.
But the Nike event.
But the thing, hold on. The thing we need to talk about. No. Everyone was talking about was Brendan's physical walk.
Yeah, it was great. What do you mean?
Thanks, Joe.
He looked like Tyra Banks out there.
Thank you, Joe.
I don't know. I think there was some discussion on whether...
I liked it. So, the Nike event at the Shed.
Yes.
I got to say, I think people know that I don't go to many events, but Nike was like, this is the one to go to. And they were telling me for like weeks and weeks, and Dunn, you and I attended.
Your seat was a little better than mine.
Yeah, it was a little.
I think one row ahead of me.
Nope, two rows.
How many rows back from Virgil and all them were you?
I was second row. He was in the nosebleeds.
He wasn't.
He had a good placement.
Let's be clear. This was at the Nike Forum 2020. Yeah. A huge event. I didn't really know what to expect into this thing. I thought it was going to be a big product presentation, but Nike was making it very clear that it was going to be a very important event. Basically, it was a fashion show that really centered on a lot of upcoming Nike product. A lot of this is around the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Nike's always going to make a big deal about the Olympics and roll out a ton of product around it.
This was them putting their stake in the ground like, hey, for the Olympics, we are going super hard. They brought out everyone. The biggest takeaway.
Everyone except Welty.
The biggest takeaway. He could have.
No, I couldn't have.
Yes, you could have. Don't start with that shit. I'm sure if you wanted to get invited, you could have.
I have not.
I think that narrative is over, honestly. No, and I saw the tweet about the favorite brand.
Let him say his piece.
I saw the tweet, too.
No, I haven't. No, it's not even that. I literally have not had any sort of communication with anyone from Nike in like over a year.
Yeah, but that could be fixed.
No, but they just haven't even reached out to me. I think you should just say hi to me. Like, I know I
have.
Do
you say hi to them?
With Nike, it's if they want to talk to you. Nike's always, what can you do for us? That's the way I view Nike PR people.
Versus any other brand?
I think any other brand is more likely to work with you and collaborate with you on things you want to do. Nike is, here's our narrative. If you're the person we want to do this story, we'll talk to you. If you want to do any sort of other story, we're not interested.
I disagree.
That's the experience I've had.
Well, you've been tough on them, so...
I'm honest with them. A lot of people are afraid.
You have to understand that probably has the...
But we got to be tough.
You got to be tough, but also, like, it goes both ways.
I think people at Nike have this idea that nobody wears any other brand of sneaker. And if you do wear any other brand of sneaker, they have a problem with it.
I totally disagree.
I don't align with you on that. But
totally disagree. Anyway,
speaking of alignment, let's align.
That's a whole other thing. And maybe a relationship I'll fix in 2020. The biggest thing that I took away from that, besides the product, we could talk about the products, all this forward, techie, fashionista type of product. They really got celebrities who don't move for anything came out. And when I say celebrities who don't move for anything, like people who like
the front row,
who turned down like millions of dollars to perform at other places came in.
Who
for
was
this.
The most left field celebrity you saw there? Not big names, but just like, holy shit, that person's here.
Should I say?
Say.
Who was it?
Who do you think?
Oh, I know who you're going to say. Your man?
Yeah, who?
Your man?
Who?
G-Dragon?
Yeah, exactly. G-Dragon, they came from Korea.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, who we haven't seen in so long.
Let me just say, the front row on one side, it was Yoon from Ambush.
Yes.
Gabby Douglas, new Nike CEO, John Donahoe.
Rosalia.
Right next to him, Drake. Yep. Right next to Drake, Rosalia.
I don't know who she is, but...
Rosalia.
Yeah, look, you see the accent.
I don't know who she is, but I just want to say she's a big deal.
She's huge.
She is. Right next to her, Virgil. Right next to him, a guy I didn't notice at the time, it looked like Steve Stout to me, but I think he's like the director of British GQ or something. And then Errolson Hugh right next to him. And then on the next side, it was like Travis, Mark Parker, Hiroshi Fujiwara, Kendrick Lamar.
And Kendrick was real
Tom
subtle
Sachs.
With it. Kendrick was real subtle with it. I didn't even realize Kendrick was there. He was on the low. But all those guys and girls sitting front row, I haven't seen that in recent years. All of them showed up.
So,
you know?
Drake and Virgil had the matching Arc'teryx jackets on, military issue only.
What was that? I saw that, it was a special edition.
Leaf camo. I read about this on High Snobiety. I got to say, they had a nice breakdown, but it was basically like a version of that jacket that you can only buy if you're in the military. Like, you have to have a license to get the jacket. Virgil had the Iraq hat on. That was a big deal.
But wait. Hold on. He had the whiteout AP.
Joe, I don't know. I can't relate to that.
Are you saying that Virgil was wearing Stolen Valor?
Oh, may have been.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
And this was something that I was at and did attend, was the Yeezy season, was it 3?
At the Garden.
Mm. When, like, you were there and you're like, wow, the Kardashians just walked in. Yeah. There's Pusha T. Yeah. There's Kid Cudi. There's Virgil. Like, Lamar Odom showed up. And being there felt like that was like a really, really special moment.
Not just a brand event.
Yeah, and then he played Life of Pablo for the first time, unveils all the new sneakers and all that. But you're like, I'm at an event. This is like something that's going down in the history of like sneakers.
I want to say something real quick on the John Donahoe note. Like I mentioned on Twitter, I think that it was just clear in that moment that he's not like Mark Parker. Mark Parker is a guy who's been at Nike for decades, is a real product guy, had the HTM project, Hiroshi, Tinker, Mark, worked on limited sneakers, all that. John Donahoe comes from eBay. Maybe we have him to thank for killing the sneaker selling fees on eBay. I don't know, but he just didn't seem to fit into that group the same way Mark Parker fit into the group on the opposite side.
He had the Daybreaks on. He was in the field.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see kind of where he takes the brand and the company and how much.
So you're saying he's like a fish out of water in that sort of situation?
It certainly looked like it. It certainly felt like it to me.
Why?
I just feel like Mark Parker speaks the language of a lot of those people in a way that's more convincing.
Brendan Dunn did get an old school Nike employee to quit his job for saying that Mark Parker wasn't a real shoe dog.
What?
We cannot.
That's a true story.
You know what? Welty's eyes lit up when I was talking just now, and I didn't know where he was going to take it. But
you could always tell when he's about to serve up some hate.
That's a true story. I do kind of feel bad for him, but we're not
going to go into that right now.
We don't have the space.
Okay.
He got a guy to quit his job. He hurried himself.
Listen, he did threaten me with legal action. We're not going to talk about it right here, right now.
Let's bring it back. Let's talk about the product. And we saw, like we said, we saw all the stars come out. But what'd you think about the product? Super, like, you know, they had the new Sakais there, but very super, super forward futuristic.
Yeah.
You're into a lot of those runner type of big soles. What'd you like about those?
So actually,
what'd you like about the product offering?
The stuff that I liked the most was the actual performance stuff, because Nike is very much pushing in on this measurable benefits thing for their 2020 Olympic product. So that kind of stems from the Nike Next Percent and the Nike Zoomfly and that whole family of shoes and how controversial they've been. And so all that stuff on that side of the room, the Alphafly Next Percent with the big Zoom bags in it, like those are coming out toward the end of the month. I think that stuff to me was more exciting than the Nike Sportswear fashion forward type collabs. I was actually a little bit disappointed by all those. We talked about it on Full Size Run, but the Virgil rubber dunk, like I said,
that shoe sucks.
Yeah, I want to
that one.
I always want to wait and see what the brand has to say about it, what the designer has to say about it.
But I don't think we do this enough, and sometimes we get so wrapped up in the story and so wrapped up in the name. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we just need to look at shoes on face value and be like, is this good or not?
I agree, but I think...
I hear you. The only thing is sometimes stuff grows on... Like,
it does, but that shoe sucks. It looks like a pair of like Aerosalt Lows from like, 2000s. It looks like a fucking Osiris skate shoe. Like, it sucks.
Go in.
Oh, it just sucks.
I know, like, but sometimes these things need context because none of these things exist in a vacuum.
I get it. I get it. But if we just look at the shoe, I think we can all be honest about it. It's just not a good shoe.
I agree, but if it has some cool design background that I didn't realize, that may...
What, so Virgil tells you, like, he, like, fucking got the rubber from, like, Mount Vesuvius, like, you're going to think it's awesome?
I mean, I would just say, your mind may not change, but if we hear it in context,
I don't think a dunk with a fucking airbag on it looks cool.
I agree with you.
It's like you ripped off the fucking Costin 1, bro. Like,
I'm not disagreeing with you, per se. What about the other ones? That new Sakai joint is not it to me. Like I said, it looks like...
I think the first one's better.
The first one's better, but I like this one.
This one is just like an exaggeration. Like I said, it looks like they made like a Balenciaga Triple S. I don't know why that shoe needs to exist.
Did it look that thick in person, though?
Thick.
How many C's on that thick?
Several. Actually, a shoe that I feel like is tailor made to, you know, entice me is that Gyakuso one. Did you see that one there?
Like, it didn't look that special. It looked almost like a a Zoom Fly.
Hated the whole line.
I know, like the you're saying Welty did?
No, I don't think it's like whack. I just like, hey, it looked more like a Zoom Fly with Gyakuso like branding on it. That's
all. I totally agree. And I miss when those Gyakuso models were a little bit more esoteric and just weird silhouettes that you wouldn't see anywhere else.
We gotta talk about the Matthew Williams shoe though.
Okay, so this is what I would say about the Matthew Williams shoe. On his foot.
For those listening who don't know, it's like has this crazy...
It looks like a tractor tread on the bottom.
It almost looks like that like Adidas like Alpha Bounce. Remember those like sort of shoes with those big holes in the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Look better on his foot than kind of when I think I saw it on a mannequin as well. Was it on a... It was,
yeah. And for those who don't know, Matthew Williams also, you know, he's behind the brand of Licks.
Yeah.
But also Alix, right? More importantly, people don't realize his connection is to Virgil Abloh. Yeah. He was one part of the Bentrill.
Donda connections.
I think those Alix Air Force Ones are a lot more interesting. I hate to like make that one my pick. Actually, no, let me go back. They're not more interesting. They're significantly less interesting, but I do think it's a better shoe. I don't want to always go for the retro model, and I think he deserves some credit for creating something that looks completely new, but I still think I'd rather wear the Air Force One. Sorry,
do you know if the Matthew Williams is an actual performance shoe or it's just a lifestyle inspired?
No. I don't really think it's a performance shoe. Even the way they had the stuff set up there in the room. So after the fashion show was over, we left and all the product had been set up in kind of like a U-shaped gallery, and all the performance stuff was on one side and then all the Nike sportswear type stuff was on the other side for the most part. There was also some apparel. There's like a undercover basketball gear coming. What other sneakers did we see there? There was the Ambush Dunk. Did you guys like that one?
Yes.
It really reminds me of, remember the Nylon Dunks?
Yes.
The Publications?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant the Nylon material.
There was like a pink pair, blue pair. I think there was actually a rumor that someone told me that was actually supposed to be a collaboration with Complex.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true.
No, it's not. I was here for that.
Someone who was also here at the same time told me that it was supposed to be with Complex.
I definitely didn't hear that, and I would have known about that.
Okay, well, someone...
Who was it?
That told me?
Yeah.
Matthew Henson.
Definitely didn't hear that. Okay. I would have heard about it.
You're shutting that down, Joe?
Yeah, that was never brought...
Okay, that's all I had
but,
heard.
I mean, maybe.
Never brought to your attention.
Maybe it was like a conversation, but no.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the Ambush Dunk, all right, although it's one of those that I don't really think I could wear. I think it is maybe the best of that group. But again, I don't think the group overall is very strong. The Gyakuso one, the Virgil Dunk.
I still think there's going to be a lot of hype around these things.
Of course.
How many of these products do you think are going to drop for Tokyo?
They're all rolling out in the next couple of months, from what I understand. That's what someone there told me.
Are you planning on going to Tokyo for the Olympics?
Me?
Yeah, I know you're a big Tokyo guy, but Tokyo.
I would love to, but I don't think that's going to happen unless.
You guys shooting full size run out there?
Yeah, maybe full size run with Hiroshi Fujiwara. Actually, I want to mention one more person who was front row that I don't want to leave out of this was Edison Chen, who I think was
EDC.
I think he was next to Yoon, or he was at the end of that row. I want to mention him because I met him the night before
at a restaurant
at Madame Vo in New York, and the owner of the restaurant introduced me to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll come on your show. Yeah, sure." So
that'd be great.
So Edison did verbally commit to coming on.
Edison
full-size
Chen,
run.
Come on the show.
We need that. For sure. He was there. He was snapping photos. Any other products really impress you from this?
Were the fives there or no?
Well, Virgil was wearing the fives, but I think that shoe was coming out so soon that they didn't necessarily highlight it in that place. There were actually a lot more sneakers that weren't really on display, but that were shown in the show, like models coming out walking in them that weren't really circulated online. So there's like new retro fives, I think like a blue suede pair. There's all sorts of new models that people haven't really been talking about yet because they weren't so prominently.
Have you heard
shown.
Anything about, like, because Drake was there, have you heard anything about, you know, him getting a Nike shoe?
I don't know anything about him getting a Nike shoe. I think they're working on putting him in some stuff for the end of the year.
He's been going really heavy with the Nike branded stuff lately, too.
Yeah, I just want something official. Like, we know, obviously, by now that Drake has a relationship with Nike. I mean, he was there. He was sitting right next to Nike's new CEO. But are they ever going to put something out around this? Or
No idea.
I think he looks more comfortable in the Nike stuff than the Jordan stuff. I'll say that much.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
It's much more his
way. That like dry fit type of stuff really fits.
Literally fits.
Yeah.
I think he had on the Supreme Air Max 95s, the black ones, a Joe LaPuma shoe.
I love that shoe.
Who influenced who?
I don't know about that.
What about
Drake? I haven't worn those in public, so.
Drake and Marcy Projects? Oh, that was a funny video.
I heard that song is going to be crazy, though. I got some inside information.
Okay.
I heard the song is crazy, and there's a crazy sample in it.
The one thing I think that is a big Jola Puma shoe, though, is Off-White Fives. Am I wrong on that?
Off-White Fives. So just for some context, it's Thursday. Tomorrow I'm flying to Chicago. We're in there for 24 hours. I have a shoot.
Okay.
Big shoot. But Off-White Fives...
Do you have a pair lined up?
I'm trying. And there was a lot of information floating around. Oh, they're going to be in all the boutiques. They're not going to any boutiques, I don't think. I think it's just going to be...
For now? Good? Because I was under the impression that maybe they would release...
No, I think it's sneakers only. And you've seen them in person.
Yes.
So I haven't seen them in person yet. What I'm hearing, though, is that it's a great, great shoe.
I really like the shoe, and I think there's a lot to
appreciate. From jaded fucks like this guy to my left.
We all saw Brendan's tweet. He had said that there's a hole on the side of the shoe to represent the 0% chance you have of getting it.
Yes, but I am going to still try.
What a knee slapper that was. Go ahead.
I got some good engagement. I think it's a really smart shoe. I think there's a lot to appreciate it beyond just the obvious hype of, oh, look, Virgil made a shoe and put a zip tie on it. Like, it's a slimmer silhouette.
The yellowing.
It kind of cuts back. Yeah, there's
the
all
yellowing,
this stuff.
The yellowing is my favorite part.
Yeah. Especially in a world when we're so used to this like icy blue tint on all the retros now. It was kind of cool to take it back for a minute. This whole exposing of what's going on inside the shoe.
Yeah.
I just think it's really good. The white laces, a la Jordan himself.
And he's really excited about this. You could tell, like, you know, he's always excited about his releases, but I haven't seen him go this hard for a standout single release in a while. Like, even the picture yesterday, the Eiffel Tower, Virgil doesn't do much of that.
Yeah, they got Nike Air on the back, which usually I think is weird when it's not an OG colorway, but it kind of makes sense here because I think this shoe is so referential history of the Jordan line.
It has a cement print on the shark teeth on the side of it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so, yep.
But that shoe is going to be the big one of this weekend. And then
how
do we feel about the Jerry Lorenzo Iverson shoot with the new Fear of God 1 drop?
That coming out this weekend as well?
That's,
I believe so,
so
yes.
Crazy. And that's what had spawned my jokey tweet about the PR stuff, whatever it was. No, people talking about it's crazy that I think Brando had made a comment about it, how Nike, which is such a brand that's only Nike exists, which a lot of brands are, but they were letting Jerry Lorenzo reference Allen Iverson in the ad campaign.
That was crazy.
I don't know that they let him do that. I would speculate that maybe he didn't have the full okay from the brand on that one.
You got some intel on that?
I would speculate. I'm going to underline and italicize that word in this regard. Joe, I don't care about the Fear God ones. I think it's a fine shoe, but not a shoe that's very interesting to me.
I think
not
it's the best colorway they've done, though.
I know, that's the thing. I like this colorway. I like the triple black one, but... I don't know.
Do you have a few pairs of those, Joe?
I have the first one.
Actually, to tie it full circle, ironically enough, while we were doing Allen Iverson live at ComplexCon, they did a shock drop of the Fear of God ones.
That's right.
And all the half
that's
the kids ran out the room, and Brendan has like a vendetta against that sneaker since then.
Yeah. That was wild. That was wild. Damn.
Nike spoiled.
Was anyone
moment.
With me when one of the reps, the like Eakins, came up to me and was like, "Yo, did you see what we just did?" Angel Diaz was.
What happened?
They were bragging about it.
Yeah, and.
Do you think they did that on purpose?
We were walking from the convention center back to the hotel.
Sorry, just so people know, an Eakin is a Nike product specialist. Yeah. Eakin is Nike spelled backwards.
Yeah, it was like
people
a Nike.
Who know the product frontward and backward.
Yeah, and I basically was like, yo, get away from me. But we're all good now.
I'm glad that you're good with Nike, even if Welty.
Yeah, but Welty has this weird fucking...
Actually, I put it...
Like, they actually think about Welty on a day-to-day basis.
I don't think that they think that, but I just think... I genuinely do believe that they don't talk to me on purpose. That's all.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But let's switch gears a little bit because there was an Adidas event
that night.
That
was awful.
Did you go to the Adidas event? Right?
Yeah,
You did go.
I did.
All right. It was a few hours later after the Nike event. Ben Felderstein was right in the mix with Ninja. How was the Adidas event beautiful Nike?
Adidas event, and I have to admit it was a bad night for me personally.
Do you want to talk about it? Or
I can talk about it. It's fine. I don't want to go too far into it. But
not about you, but what happened?
No, so it was, so people don't know, Adidas had an MLS jersey unveiling, right? And what they did was, and shout out, they had someone from every city, like a rapper or like celebrity or influencer, come out like in the new jersey on like a fashion show, right? Like they had Trinidad for Atlanta, like MERS was
dope.
For LA Galaxy. It was cool, but they also had like players from like the clubs, right? Who like were like the captain from like 10 years ago come out and unveil it. And everyone knows like huge New York Red Bull supporter.
You are.
I am. I've had season tickets for like the past 6 years.
Allowed back in the stadium?
Somewhat like
that. Okay, working on it.
But Red Bull owns the club. Instead of getting someone who's actually from New York or New Jersey.
You. Why didn't you, pandering for you to unveil something?
It's not. Okay. It's seriously not.
Okay.
Someone had told me that my name had been put in the hat.
Oh, but there it is.
No, it's not. But it's not that. It's not that. But send every city had someone from the city to represent the club.
Who did we have?
Fucking Ninja, who's from Detroit and grew up in Chicago. And the only reason why they had Ninja unveil the jerseys because he has a corporate sponsorship signed with Red Bull. And I thought, as a New York Red Bull supporter and a jersey guy, that it was a big fuck you to the people from whatever.
So you took that fuck you
personally.
And you put it back on them.
Yes. And there was free alcohol at the event, which was, and you know what I learned from this though? If you have a negative feeling going into a situation, don't go into the situation because it's only going to amplify it. And that's what happened with me in that.
And I could, just everything.
I didn't want to be there anyways. And I was like, got kind of roped into going. And then when I was there, I knew Ninja was going to piss me off when I found that he was that. And when he was going down, I learned that I care too much about it, that I cannot work.
Passionate. The passion is too real.
I cannot work with soccer in a professional setting because I care too much about it.
What does that mean?
Like soccer or football?
Either way. I can't divorce like my passion for the club to think about things career, like
professional. What if they offer
you? It's tough, man, because I take it the wrong way.
Can you talk more about what happened?
So Ninja came out.
Again, I don't want to put you on blast. Only if you
it's
feel
fine.
Comfortable
no, it's
talking
fine.
Is there a story that happened?
Yes.
I didn't hear this. I've been away for a week.
People were talking. I say this not to shame Welty, but just because we're in the story. But the word was traveling.
He had a relapse?
No.
I'm not going to call it that.
But okay. Ninja came off, and I start yelling a fuck you, Ninja.
Why did you do that?
Because it pissed me off, man.
In the event you started?
It pissed me off, dude.
Bro, I didn't hear about this.
Free alcohol. Go on.
It really pissed me off.
That's crazy, but go ahead.
I know, it pissed me off, and I'm actually really angry.
You have come so far.
I know, and it really, that's why I'm saying this.
In the event, you're yelling, okay, you thought you were at the stadium. Go ahead,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and then some MLS suit guy, like, comes up to me and was like, hey, you should have some respect, bro.
That's wild.
And I said to him, I go, look, I've been to more matches in the past 6 years than everyone in this room combined. Don't tell me how I feel about this football club. And then some other dude who worked for the Vancouver club he goes, no, I agree with you. And he went up to the MLS suit guy for me and was like, hey, listen, you need to chill out to him. It was a bad.
Wow, this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Welty, do you think
He's like this, Fireman Ed from the Jets.
Do you think this reputation or this behavior has anything to do with your complaint that Nike won't talk to you?
I don't think this has anything to do with Nike.
But just that you have maybe a reputation.
Wait, you were yelling F you, Ninja? He's a great kid, man.
I think so, too. It's more of my anger at New York Red Bull.
Okay, so it's not directed to him.
No, it's just, I just think.
And hold on, Ben from Social, who loves Ninja, didn't step in to defend his boy?
Ben Felderstein, Soul Collector,
Social
Guy.
It just.
Okay, so
the whole situation just really pissed me off.
I didn't hear about this.
That's
because I was sick.
We were rubbing shoulders with Drake.
Did security come through?
No, the other guy was like,
"Are you allowed back at a Adidas
Yeah, event? Dude, it just I don't know. It just the whole situation just really, really frustrated me. But I also felt frustrated with my thing is I can admit it's like growth or whatever. I was like, "Damn,
yeah, this is a wealthy setback."
Yeah, I was like, I've made all this progress, then this one thing, and I'm like, that's why I just don't want to be around it, man.
But days later, you did appear in a branded campaign.
That has nothing
balance.
To do with anything except congratulations.
It does have to do
with. I was happy
because...
to see Chris Vidal. And,
Joe, here's the tie-in.
My boy PG knows.
The tie-in is that Wealthy is still making progress.
Still brand safe?
Still brand safe in 2020.
Wow.
I'm glad that he's reflecting on it. Like I said, I don't want to put him on blast.
Here's
the
thing.
We're just having an
honest
conversation.
I'll never discount passion. Yelling F you.
I admit it's wrong.
Yelling F you in a public setting when you're representing Complex, not the best, but that's what happens when I'm sick in bed and I have no idea what's going on. We let this guy run wild, and then our name gets dragged all over the
mud. And I also feel like Joe LaPua is going to have a conversation with me after this podcast.
Nah.
We'll live stream it.
No. All right.
Where are we in this whole thing? Are we still in All-Star Weekend? Was that one gigantic tangent off of All-Star Weekend?
Yeah, this is a little all over the place, but sometimes I feel like the podcast, we're not bound to any structure, right?
Wow, boundless, limitless.
Yeah. The thing about All-Star Weekend, how do we feel about I know the releases have kind of always been consistently, there's been heat behind them, but don't we feel that All-Star Weekend shoes used to be so much bigger?
Yeah.
Special makeups. I remember that was like one of the biggest things just working here, I was always looking forward to what the players were wearing, and now it seems like that's really cooled down. Do you think because they're wearing so many different models during the year and those kind of restrictions have been lifted?
Yeah, I think there's less silhouettes to make interesting when it comes to it being a basketball-related event. I don't want to keep coming back to this talking point, but I do think basketball sneakers have cooled down significantly. So, mm-hmm. There's special LeBrons, KDs, Kyries. Nobody is going into this weekend talking about those shoes. I do think that leaves a little bit of room for other brands to kind of fill in that void. You know, like
there's
Joe Fresh Goods has the New Balance 992.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coming weekend.
I talked about it on Full Size Run. The only thing that I'm disappointed with.
How many times is he going to bring up the show? But go ahead.
No, because we've talked about
a full fucking ad. Go.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
Anyways. But the only thing I felt disappointed with a bit, and maybe spoke to people, some people behind the scenes, and they confirmed the story that...
Joe Fresh Goods?
Yeah, that it's a collaboration, but...
Are
no,
you
it,
sure?
Yes.
Okay.
It is an official collaboration with New Balance.
Okay.
But they do a thing where they have like an ID program called NB1, and they kind of let people design shoes...
Custom shoes.
Yeah, through that, and then make a mass amount of them. It's like what they did when they dropped those Raptors 997s after Kawhi had won the championship. They're basically IDing shoes and releasing them at a mass thing. That's why when you see the shoe, there won't be any Joe Fresh Goods branding on it. It has the DBM text, don't be mad. But it's not like an official like production shoe, which is
ironic because you are.
Does it matter that much, or it's semantics?
For some New Balance like purists, they're kind of like,
I think it matters.
It doesn't feel as special as like maybe like the Ronnie 1700, because that was like
different,
put into production like a year ago. It was actually like, you know, whatever. But
let me tell you something though about that campaign.
What?
No emotions are emotions is one of the illest taglines I've seen in sneakers in a while. And to have Kawhi, no emotions are emotions, put that on my tombstone.
I really think, though.
Put that on my tombstone.
I think what they've done with Kawhi has been really, really smart.
But isn't.
No, it's great.
Joe Fresh Goods, I think, came up with that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I don't know. But if whoever came up with that, if it was
him,
giving him credit. with Kawhi connection. Come on. Yeah. That's almost as good or better than Boardman Gets Paid and all that stuff.
And like, that's the thing I'm talking about.
No emotions are emotions. Wow.
Other brands filling in the space, like, is that Kawhi basketball shoe more interesting than anything Nike basketball has going on this weekend?
I think the biggest thing people are going to be talking about this weekend is that the possibility of the Yeezy basketball shoe coming out.
Oh, that's another basketball shoe.
Okay, I didn't think about that.
To consider. We've heard about this shoe coming for so long, but we're a few days away and we think it's actually happening this time. We're pretty sure.
I saw so many breaking release. All the social assets breaking. Yeezy basketball.
Joe texted us.
I hate the breaking thing. And you guys didn't respond. Neither of you responded.
I have no response.
That breaking
here.
Thing is corny. To put the breaking news thing on a release is corny. Even though we do it. No? Come on. Breaking news. The impeachment trial. And there may be a Yeezy releasing at All-Star. Come on, bro. Like, right? Come on.
That's what the people care about.
No, but take the breaking off.
You're
look,
the boss,
no,
man.
You didn't respond to the text and no response right now.
I just don't feel passionate about it.
I genuinely thought you sent it to the wrong thread.
Wow.
What? I thought you meant to send it to like the social team thread
because
you were going to tell me that you were mad.
Said,
at
not my monkeys, not my problem.
Yeah, I thought you were mad about, you were like, hey, we need to take this down.
He was mad.
Don't be mad.
No emotions are emotions.
That's what it's all about.
Speaking about being mad, you mad you're not going to All-Star or don't?
I am mad.
Why?
I feel like I should be there.
I've never been to All-Star Weekend. The only one I've been to is the one in New York.
I think we need to start like having more of a presence.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally unveiling our complete lack of clout here. We need to rent out a big-ass
Airbnb.
Have
you been to any All-Star Weekends?
That would be... We should do that. Seriously. Why don't we need to do that?
Have you been to any, though?
Just when it was here in New York. I feel like every year
All-Star
it's like
Weekend is really good.
Dangled in front of us, and then we watch from afar. And
one of the best ones
frantically
was
write up blog posts.
Me and Jinx in
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I've heard stories that New Orleans was...
Got into a car accident.
The first one, not the second one.
Hold up.
Me and Jinx got into a car accident.
You met Michael Jordan?
That was the second time I met Michael Jordan, but I got a picture with Michael Jordan that looks like we were hanging out for like the whole night, and it was literally begrudgingly he took a picture with me for 2 minutes.
Drinking Sincoro tequila?
Mark Cuban's in the back. The other thing that happened at All-Star Weekend, that party, the Jordan party, I definitely had a few drinks, and it was right after, like, I got the picture of Michael Jordan, and then I saw Charles Oakley. I was like, Oakley, you are the man. And I had a hoodie on, Saint Laurent hoodie on. I was, like, definitely feeling myself corny. And I had the hood on, and I was like, Charles, New York legend, can I get a pic? He's like, yeah. He was like, take your hood off, though.
But that's pretty typical for the
love that,
for
though.
The viewers who don't know.
I said, yes, King. Put me right in my place.
For the viewers who don't know, Joe LaPuma rolling up with the hood on is pretty par for the course, right?
At a certain time of night, yeah. But that was a great All-Star Weekend. Jinx got a LeBron interview that weekend. I think Sean Evans was a young Sean Evans was down there, 2 Chainz.
This was the debut of Sean Evans.
Yes.
I think he interviewed Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes, and 2 Chainz. And 2 Chainz, yeah. I believe. I think that's when I met Sean Evans. That was a great. That was like the beginning.
And historic weekend.
That was one of the beginnings of Complex News on the Ground, and we were just going.
This is 2014.
We were just going back and forth, and the Jordan party was great. I think Drake might have performed at the Jordan party. There was someone big who performed, but the Jordan party is always great at All-Star Weekend.
New Orleans is a crazy city. I've only been there once, and I made the mistake.
You had some gumbo?
I don't think so, but it was went there in like the summer, and it's just so hot, and you can drink in public, and it's just like...
It was awesome. Jinx rented a car, and we got into a car accident.
Who was driving?
Totally Jinx's fault. And we like went to exchange information and the person was like, no, it's okay. And we like, are you sure? Are you sure? And they're like, yeah, I think it's okay. And like, he didn't mess up the car that much, but yeah.
Just to remind you, you are listening to the Complex Sneakers podcast.
Is that a dry snitch?
This is a sneakers podcast. Know, we'll get back to
Jersey
it eventually.
Everyone knows who Brandon Jinx is.
But did you pick up anything that weekend?
How the fuck should I know? 2014. I can't even remember what I bought last week.
I know Welty remembers exactly which sneakers he bought that weekend that year.
Really?
I just feel like he has an impeccable memory, especially when it comes to shoes.
No, 2014 though. That was right around when the Red Octobers dropped.
Yeah.
The Red October. Would have been. What about the Red October anniversary?
I told
Where were you when this dropped? What was it last week? Where were you when this dropped?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I pulled over to the side. I was in Brightwaters, Long Island, pulled over to the side of the road, tried to get them and failed.
The Nike Air Yeezy 2 Red October, that was Kanye West's last Nike shoe. It came out after he had already left Nike.
It was such a crazy month, too, because they had the Tiffany Highs drop like the week before.
Tiffany Highs was.
No, same weekend, actually.
Tiffany Highs, why didn't that shoe work? Do you think?
I saw Nick Diamond when people were circulating recently this Red October Yeezy anniversary stuff. He had commented on Instagram, like, I felt like they tried to kill my release because.
Do you think had to do with it a little bit?
No.
I think there was hype on that shoe, though, but that was the same weekend. The same weekend.
I think I tried to get. I mean, I tried to get both. Obviously, I tried to get the Yeezy, but I did try and get the Diamond Dunk Highs, too, and I don't think I got them. Those but I didn't put in a lot of effort. I think.
Another shoe that you had bought that weekend you got angry about was those Flyknit Chukkas for the Olympics.
That was that weekend?
Yeah, that was the same weekend.
You guys knew each other?
I told you.
How does he know that? You guys knew each other back then or what?
Yeah, I mean, we worked in the same office.
Yeah, but he tried to...
That was around the time I wasn't even making eye contact with you guys?
No, wait. I didn't work here at that point. Well, see, I didn't work here when that shoe came out. I think I came to Complex later on that year. But those Flyknit Chukkas came out that same weekend?
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Look at this. Look at this
tieback. Here's a good sneaker story.
Look at this tieback. This is an Olympic sneaker story. Okay. This was for Sochi, the Winter Olympics.
In Russia.
The Flyknit Chukka FSB. If people remember this shoe, I love this shoe. It was the medal stand sneaker for that event. And a lot of the preview photos had the USA branding on it.
Yeah.
So the Flyknit tongue said USA and the insole had an American flag. I'm not the most patriotic guy, but I just thought it was a cool spin on the sneaker, and I knew it was going to be hard to get because I remember the Flyknit Trainers,
the Volt ones,
in 2012 had a similar thing going on, and those ended up being like the PE version, or maybe some were released. But I saw the images on Nike's back end, Nike.com's, you know, servers or whatever.
Well, how'd you get into the Nike back end?
Not important, but those images had the American flag detailing on them, and it had said USA on the tongue, and I knew, I was like,
you got to buy them.
I had to buy them, but I knew, I was so certain that they were not going to come with the USA branding. I knew it. So I chatted with a Nike rep, and I was like, hey, I see.
Just like that, hey.
I see that the images show this USA branding. Is this really how the shoe looks, the shoe that you're selling? And they assured me, in no uncertain circumstances, that yes, this was exactly how the shoe would look. And I said, are you sure? So I spent my money. The shoe shows up, and sure enough, it did not have the USA branding. It was the regular GR version of the Nike Flyknit Chukka FSB. And I managed to swindle that into a like 20% off code, but I was so furious. But
you ended up getting a pair from Nick Schoenberger, right?
No, not from Nick Schoenberger, but a former Soul Collector / Complex employee and now Nike employee, Brennan Williams, was kind enough to give me his Flyknit Chukka FSB that he found a pair at the outlets, I think, that had the USA branding on it.
Oh, my God. What a... Okay, keep
and
going.
We're back at Nike Olympic sneakers, which is exactly where we started.
Full circle.
We brought
podcast.
It back.
You we guys, really did.
People probably didn't think we could do it in this episode, but we did bring it back. Thank you to Welty. I'm so impressed if that shoe really released that same weekend.
No, it did. It did.
That's insane.
Yeah, for all the stuff and all the yelling at parties and events, he has a good memory.
I'm like an elephant.
Should we tie it up here? Can we talk about favorite Olympic sneakers, favorite All-Star sneakers?
I have a recent favorite Olympic.
Okay.
The Tokyo 2020 Denim Dyed. Flyknit.
Yo, I remember when you got those in the office.
That Nike sent me.
The Nike Flyknit Racer that came out, or didn't come out, but...
They sent it the day after, I think, the last Olympics, right?
You got them.
Yeah.
You got them, not me, man.
Hold on.
And they have the characters on the tongue.
Let me check this.
Nike Flyknit Racer, this was basically after the Olympics
concluded.
They
were dip-dyed in indigo?
Yeah, they already had a heads up, like, hey, we're already working on...
It was like 4 years out, and they sent it. No one knew...
So it was 2016.
Yeah, no one knew what they were. Came in this bag...
Did you find it on your IG?
Yeah, Nike Flyknit Racer 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Created from 2016?
As a promo for the upcoming 2020 Olympics. It was 2016. They sent it like 4 years before. 100 pairs were made, hand-dyed indigo in Japan. That was like a really special package. I remember that I got. And I'll wear them like...
I've seen you wear them.
Yeah, one or two episodes
and not
season.
A lot of those exist.
Only 100 pairs.
Yeah, Welty, do you have a favorite one?
Favorite Olympic sneaker moment all time isn't even something that I personally remember. I think it was before my time, but Mark Spitz, famous Olympic swimmer,
mm-hmm.
I think this was in like the 70s, had been sponsored by Adidas,
70s, you think it was before your time?
I don't remember the exact year. Okay, you know, okay. You guys can fact check me on it, but I think it might have been the 60s. He won a bunch of gold medals. He was basically Michael Phelps before Michael Phelps, and Adidas wanted to get a plug on it, and you couldn't see the shoes because the track pants were so big back then, and Horst Dassler, Adi Dassler's son, had like basically coaxed him to like lift up the blue gazelles and hold them like this on the podium so everyone could see the shoes, and I guess the Olympic committee wasn't too happy about that. But that's one of my favorite.
What about B. Dunn?
I have some fond memories actually from 2012. So we talked about how Nike always used the Olympics as a big stage. It's the biggest global stage in sport. But for them to roll out new tech, and 2012 was the year of Flyknit. That was when Flyknit sneakers first came out. There were a lot of very limited ones at 21 Mercer. But also the Nike Flyknit trainer was available for the first time at the Olympic trials, the track and field trials in Eugene, Oregon. This was the summer after I graduated college, so the shoes, I was still living in Eugene. I went to University of Oregon, so you could buy the Flyknit trainers. It just so happened a 15-20 minute walk from my house, and I didn't realize this at all until I think I was selling a pair of shoes on Craigslist at the time.
Wow.
This is a story, but just stay with me. I was selling a shoe. I was selling a pair on Craigslist, and somebody reached out to me, and they were like, hey, I don't want to buy these, but can you run this like sneaker mission for me? I heard there's these Flyknits at the Olympic trials. And I was like, whoa, what? And this person didn't realize I was a sneaker person. And basically, they were telling me they saw in a Nike Talk thread that these Flyknit trainers were available at the Olympic trials and at a couple other places in Eugene at the time. So I was like, I won't run that mission for you, but I'm definitely going to go get them myself. So I was one of the first people who had them. You know, I think I had two pairs of Flyknit trainers at the time. And it was really funny because I definitely resold one of them. This was the red pair and the blue pair. They went on to just be a GR, but you could resell them for like $400 or $500 at the time because nobody else had really released them. They came with a promo water bottle. It was very cool, but
that's cool.
The shoes, when they were selling them at spots in Eugene, they had this thing that they were doing at the time at Nike where you could heat press the insole to form your foot to it.
Oh, that's cool.
So it would be a very customized
shoe. Like orthotics.
But everybody who was buying them to resell was not getting them them heat obviously. Press for their foot because they wanted somebody else to be able to get them. So I remember buying them at, I can't remember the name of the store in Eugene, but and the guy asking me like, oh, do you want me to heat press these? And I was like, no. What's that? No, yeah. No, I don't think so. And he's like, oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of people are like reselling them. I was like, oh, really? You can resell these? I just played dumb on it.
Speaking of funny resell stories, do you guys see that photo that's been going around recently where there's like three resellers who went out to Chicago and they got those ones and the ships, the pack or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And they all went to buy the shoes together. They all stayed in the same hotel together and they got like 10 pairs.
Nah.
But they all took the flex photo with the same shoes and they all posted it on their individual social medias.
Yeah, like, that was...
And someone connected all them together. Like, whose shoes are they?
That was a questionable flex. Another way to bring us full circle, Chicago, Olympics, we're tackling all the tough subjects today.
Listen, I know we were a little all over the place, but sometimes you just want to have a catch-up with the guys.
Yeah.
Right?
This was a fun conversation.
It was fun.
I hope it was fun. I want to see
what people think. Give us your honest feedback, and when I say honest feedback, please rate, review, and subscribe. Only fives to the podcast, but I think it was a good catch-up going into All-Star Weekend. And
don't say going into All-Star Weekend because I'm not going into All-Star Weekend.
I'm only going for 24 hours.
I hope you get a pair of Off-White Fives.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are you rolling up into parties with a hood on your head?
No. I'm going to be out before the parties. Going tomorrow and leaving at like 3 o'clock.
I did
see
at your desk, though, you have that Supreme hoodie that you wore in the first sneaker shopping episode with Jim Jones.
Yep.
The baby blue one.
Yeah, and it says world famous on the hood.
Y'all call him Pluma. I call him Puma.
I've had that hoodie for like a decade. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. Hopefully a light, fun Friday podcast for you. We hope everyone has a good weekend. Enjoy the All-Star game. Everyone check back with us next week, Friday, 6 a.m., wherever you consume your podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Our producer is Shiva Bayet. Sound engineering done by Craig Clayton. Special thanks to Dave Matthews and Jennifer Stewart. The Complex Sneakers Podcast is a production of the Complex Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.